Matt Gaetz, Democrats are testing what they can get away with to steal 2020. By Robert Krajicek on November 13, 2018. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow that Democrats are stress-testing the integrity of our election system to build a roadmap on how to steal the election from Donald Trump in 2020, offering his remarks on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. Gaetz discussed ostensible vote recount efforts in Florida. The law requires certain reporting and transparency to occur regarding who voted, when they voted, and by what means they voted. That transparency isn't just to make us feel better. It's the kryptonite to fraud, because if we know how people are voting, you're able to triangulate against any of the fraudsters that would cast the illegal ballots. Listen. Gaetz remarked, Brenda Snipes has just decided there are certain things she's not going to tell us and wasn't going to tell us. So we had to go to court, and the courts ruled that the supervisor of elections violated the Florida Constitution by standing in the way of public access. What's most concerning is that between Election Day and now, over 80,000 ballots have just been like spoken into existence. They weren't acknowledged to even exist on election night. And then lo and behold, the Democrats needed more votes to close gaps, and more ballots continued to be found. Gaetz joked, hell, I still think they're finding votes of Al Gore down in Broward County. Gaetz stated, in a lot of our Republican counties, we play it by the books. Our supervisors of elections don't cut corners. They follow the law. So in a recount, you often don't get a whole lot of new votes from Republican areas. It's in the Democrat areas where all of a sudden there are mystery boxes of ballots and votes that are counted. Gaetz said Democrats are building a roadmap to steal 2020's president election. What should concern all Americans is that we've got like 80,000 ballots that have no chain of custody, no real record of how they were voted or where they came from. And my concern is, while I think Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott are outside the margin of fraud, if the Democrats are able to learn now what techniques work and don't work, what transparency laws are going to be followed and which ones aren't, then it gives them a roadmap on how to steal the election from Donald Trump in 2020, warned Gaetz. I really think that's what this is about. The resistance movement has changed from yelling at town halls and yelling in restaurants to now, potentially, trying to steal elections that they can't win at the ballot box. Gaetz continued, I think what they're doing is testing what they can get away with. My concern is that those tactics are being developed. The Democratic Party in Florida is already doing training to perfect ballots. And they put out the number that, they need, 3 ballots per precinct, to beat Rick Scott. The goal here is not to count every vote, or make sure everyone's voice is heard. The goal for the Democrats is to win the election. So they are training their operatives how to interpret a stray mark, or an X, or a bubble, so that they can flip votes after the election's over. Gaetz concluded, this is about stress testing the integrity of our election system. The new conservative movement has to take on Trump's sense of boldness, advised Gaetz. If we allow Democrats to continue this behavior, they're not going to get better, or treat us better or follow the rules more. We've got to take the gloves off and fight like they do. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.